Phone Boy Speaks, episode 753, the Nokia 215.
When I'd worked for Nokia now, but, well, I don't know, a long time ago now, it seems like, the tagline for Nokia was connecting people. And this referred to the mobile phone part of the business for the most part, although, of course, it was other parts of the business that were ultimately involved in connecting people in some way, shape, or form. But one of the things Nokia did really well and I think it served them well for a very long time was that they made these handsets that were inexpensive and provided, appropriate features for the market that they're being sold in, and could make them buy the tens or hundreds of millions, and the Nokia 100, I think, was their most successful phone, and I don't even remember how many it may have been a billion handsets. I may be completely misremembering or exaggerating, but I think it was their most successful handset of all time, and it was a cheap and cheerful candy bar phone that worked in the kind of environments that are not very friendly to electronics, but it did offer basic connectivity. And Microsoft, who purchased Nokia's mobile phone division, is now releasing a handset kind of in that same vein, but it's adding a little bit more in terms of features and functionality, and it's priced at $29 US. Now, you can't buy it in the US, of course, because it's not designed for that market, but rather than something that is a send and end device, as I refer to it, there's internet connectivity on it. It's got an Opera Mini browser, which is designed for that small handset. It also provides some other internet connectivity with Twitter and that kind of stuff. So certainly for people where that smartphones are not the norm, there's parts of the world where people aren't making a ton of money and can't afford to buy a smartphone. This provides a way to participate in the internet without having to have you don't need a computer or anything. You can just use your mobile device, which is what a lot of people do actually in places outside of outside of the developed world. So it's nice to see Microsoft continuing this tradition that Nokia had. Will it sell like the Nokia 100? I don't know. I'd love to see one of these phones, but I chances are I probably won't ever see one unless I go to one place in the world where these phones are, and that I won't be able to use it in the United States because it doesn't have even if I acquired one, because it just doesn't support the frequencies that the United States does, and that's one of the ways they make this phone more inexpensive. But certainly for the price, you can't complain, and I think that's and hopefully this will connect. They say they'll connect the next billion. We'll see about that, but I think it's certainly ambitious, and at that price point, they probably could sell a bunch of them. It'll be interesting to see how this handset does over the coming weeks, months, and yes, years.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.